Hi, this is Kimberly Miller with the Palm Beach Post. I cover the weather and the environment for the paper, and this will be my fifth hurricane season as the lead storm reporter for the Post. June 1st is the official first day of hurricane season, but we've already had one named storm under our belt with the short-lived subtropical storm Andrea. On Friday, we went down to the National Hurricane Center in Miami, where they held an open house. We thought we'd share some of what we learned and what the concerns we're hearing from emergency managers and meteorologists that they have going into this hurricane season.
One of the most recognizable graphics from the National Hurricane Center is the forecast cone. It seems pretty simple, but lots of people misinterpret it. We're here with Robert Morieta from the National Weather Service in Miami. He's a warning coordination meteorologist, and he's going to help us understand better how to interpret the forecast cone.
Yeah, the forecast cone is the most viewed product or graphic on the Hurricane Center's website, and it does a good job of describing where the probable path of the storm will be. That's what the cone is really depicting, and if you can you can look at that statistically, it's the area that has a 2 in 3 chance that the center of the storm will stay in. In other words, it's depicting the area where 2 out of 3 times, historically, the storm should stay within that area. Of course, that means that there's a 1 in 3 chance that it could fall outside the cone. Therefore, we need to be mindful that it's not a depiction of the area of impact from the storm. In other words, area where impacts will be felt. It's just depicting the probable path of the center of the storm. Of course, we know that hurricanes aren't just a point on a map. Hurricanes are very large weather systems that can cover a couple hundred miles in diameter. Therefore, you know, we don't want to rely on the cone solely as, okay, this is the area where I need to worry. If I'm just outside the cone, then I'm fine. That's certainly not the way that we want people to interpret this. Just, it's exactly what it is. It's the probable path of the storm center, but does not show the size of the storm. It does not adjust or change sizes based on the size of the storm. It's actually a one-size-fits-all cone. It's the same cone used for every single storm in that given hurricane season. So, for example, for this hurricane season, the cone that we're going to show for every storm will be the exact same size. It's not going to adjust or expand or contract based on the characteristics or size of that storm.
Now, a couple years ago, you introduced this yellow portion of the cone. Tell us what that means, because in my mind, I'm thinking, well, that's the size of the storm, but I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Well, in some ways, you can say that it's representative of the area of the tropical storm force wind field. So it's the area where the hazardous winds are occurring, somewhere within that yellow area. So you can see, at least at the beginning, right, you know, where the storm is actually at that time, it extends much farther out than the cone does. And if you carry this forward, even like, for example, 2 days out or 48 hours out, it's still the area of tropical storm force winds will be larger than the cone itself. So this is more representative, the area of tropical storm force winds is more representative of the area of hazards. There's more than that, but it is at least a good starting point. Also keeping in mind that rain bands that can produce flooding rains, and even storm surge can extend even farther out from that area of tropical storm force winds.
So this is obviously Hurricane Irma, and it's not looking good for Florida at this point, right, when the entire peninsula is in it. And I think, you know, this forecast shows from Wednesday, we had people evacuate, 6.8 million people evacuated, right, because maybe they saw that.
Sure.
I mean, when should they start considering moving or evacuating? When it, you know, is it on Wednesday when we're in the cone? Because it obviously changed a lot.
Yeah. Every situation is different. And I think, you know, that needs to be evaluated based on the current situation and what's going on at that time. In a general sense, the cone is good for long range planning. For example, let's say we're 5 days out or 4 days out, like in the example here. This 4 day forecast had Florida squarely in the cone. So at this time, I think is when the cone has its best utility. In other words, when it can be really used, what the true intent is to basically let us know that we are under a threat. Now, what the details of that threat is, though, that's what the cone does not specifically address. So 5, 4, even up to 3 days, the cone should be used to help us plan, you know, based on the level of threat, you know, especially if we're in that cone. So 5, 4 days out, certainly a good time to make sure that we have a hurricane plan in order.
Right.
We have our supplies. It should already be done by that time. It would be a good time to go through those one more last time potentially, because, you know, if this situation continues to evolve and the three-day cone starts to get into our area, then that represents a higher level of threat. Mm-hmm. Now, once we get into the warning phase, the watch and warning phase, where we start getting into these pinks and red colors, so about 48 hours of the storm potentially making landfall, then the cone really loses its meaning because it starts to get smaller. Right. The cone gets smaller, but the area of impact doesn't get smaller with it. The area of impact stays the same. Mm-hmm. So we need to switch our focus from the cone 3, 4, or 5 days out to more localized assessments of impacts once we get close in, and especially paying attention to the watches and warnings, which are official. You know, those are the official notices that the public needs to be paying attention, not strictly where the cone is located or not located.
Great. Thank you so much, Robert. I appreciate the lesson.
My pleasure. Thank you.